The season may be over, but baseball never stops. This is your place to talk Padres off-season baseball. It's Padre Social Hour, the off-season special from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.
All right, welcome back to the show. As we mentioned at the start, it is a little bit different than most of the shows we do. During the regular season, we're live, and so we can just take Twitter questions as they come. This is not live, Bill. You're just a figment of your own imagination. This is a taped program. So we took some Twitter questions late last week, and now we're going to throw them out there and try and answer them. So let's start it off with at VM David, vocal minority David. He says, "Hey, Jesse, how's your off-season going?" That's my question. That's very nice of you, David. My off-season is going fine. I wish it were a little bit shorter. I wish the Padres had still been playing up until about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, I guess. But outside of that, it's been that's very nice, David. Thank you. How's your off-season? Bill?
My off-season has been great. Susan and I got away to Yellowstone National Park for a week. I know you've been doing some TV work. So.
Yeah, you know, you try and keep busy, that kind of thing. All right, Will Locken is up next on Twitter, Blooper. He says, who is a free agent that the Padres should go after? Bill, I leave this somewhat open-ended to you, but I also know that somebody we were talking about with Ken Rosenthal a few minutes ago piqued your interest.
Absolutely, and that he's the number one guy on my list.
I'm
figuring Sandoval's not going to happen. That's unobtainable.
Spoiler alert for the next tweet, but go ahead.
Okay, was that right?
Yeah, no, but please.
I want Adam LaRoche here in the world. Veteran player, good power, and his power has been proven here.
Yes.
It has been proven that he can reach the seats at this ballpark. I want him in this lineup.
Concerns about age, years on contract, those sorts of things.
You know, he's,
and maybe where the I would just say, if I were to play devil's advocate, where the Padres are right now, do they need to be going after a 30-whatever-year-old, you know, first baseman?
I'd like to see him. And I'll tell you, I am not – I like Yonder Alonso a lot. He's had 4 injuries in 2 years to his right wrist forearm. I'm not so sure that he's the answer anymore. Even if this is a short-term 2- or 3-year thing – Adam LaRoche has actually gotten better, steadier with age. I really like him in my lineup.
Me too, if we're being honest. All right, so that's one name we can continue to kick around for the weeks, and who knows, maybe months ahead. Abstyle is up next. At Abstyle, obviously works on his core quite a bit. He says, we need a true third baseman, someone with some pop. Any ideas? Panda emoji. Obviously, right. he is talking about Pablo Sandoval. You don't see it as realistic.
I just don't see him with the World Series in their belt, with his relationship with the front office and Bochy up there. He's a little bit different person, and they really get along with him. I don't see him being an option. He's back in San Francisco. But, do I like him as a player? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, if it could happen,
right,
you'd be all for it.
It could happen, I'd be all for it. Right.
Okay. If I told you it could happen, but it's going to cause cost more money than the Padres have ever spent on a player before, what would you say?
Well, I think that they're probably somewhere this year going to spend more money than they've ever spent on a player before. So, yeah, if that could happen, I'd like to see it happen, but I don't think it's a possibility.
If I could guarantee you either Yasmani Tomas or Pablo Sandoval, and for about the same money and years and all of that, which direction would you go, Bill Center, general manager?
I want the, if it's the same money,
sure.
I want the bird in the hand.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I'd want the guy who's been proven.
Gotcha, Sandoval.
And I'm taking Sandoval over Tomas.
Gotcha, he is the bird in the hand. I thought he was the panda, that's why I was confused.
Oh. All right, so the panda in the hand over the Cuban
In the foot.
Right.
Or in the tree.
In the tree.
Yeah, this is good. At BKlein760 is up next. He says, drafting and player development seem to be Preller's focus this offseason with the recent hires. Will this continue? I don't know that that's necessarily – I mean, Logan White, who we'll hear from in a few minutes, he was a draft guy, an amateur scouting guy with the Dodgers, but he's pro scouting here. He's Rule 5. He's trades. He's free agency. He's all those things. I don't think it's fair to say that they're going to be locked in only on one part of player acquisition and development. They're going for everything, right?
The horizon here has expanded. It has expanded internationally. It's expanded in the draft. I think that they're, if they get some international players they want, you may see them go after more, take a couple more chances in the draft and not draft the college junior with the best credentials when they come up. I think that there's a completely new way that they're looking at everything here.
Okay, I like that. New sounds good. G. Darklighter, our buddy on Twitter, he's up next. He says, Hunter Renfro mashing it in Arizona at the Fall League. Is he getting a cup of coffee next year? That's a great question, Richard. And Hunter Renfro will join us in a few minutes. Do we see him at the big league level in 2015?
I think his pace now matches exactly what we saw in Spangenberg this past year.
Okay.
If he performs well at San Antonio, gets to El Paso and plays well here, I think he's a late-season call-up.
Big league camp for spring training, you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
All yes.
Right. So that'll be exciting. We'll get to see him in those exhibition games.
No, he's absolutely going to be in the big league camp.
Very cool. All
because,
right.
I mean, you want him to know what happens when he arrives here.
Exactly. Give him a little taste of it. Makes sense to me. Good question. Christina Piper is up next. Her Twitter question was, with all the improvements being made in left field, she's talking about the video board and the structural chains, any concerns on how it will change the way the ball flies? So they're moving in the fence, as we said earlier, somewhere between, you know, a little less than 3 to a little more than 3 feet, depending on where it is. That's not a huge adjustment. What do you think? I mean, does this have a major impact on anything?
The size of that score, I mean, the size of the video board, I think will maybe block a little bit of the wind.
Okay.
But the wind dies here at sunset. So traditionally, the wind in San Diego goes from 10 knots to 3 or 4 at sunset. So I don't think it's going to make a big change at all.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, you know, since I got here, I've talked to like everybody I could that seems to know about that kind of thing. And, you know, wind is certainly part of it, but it's just the atmosphere, you know, as much as anything else. And I don't know that a big giant, you know, scoreboard in left field or big giant video board is going to affect, you know, the atmosphere conditions.
It's not
going to
block the marine layer in April and May.
Yeah, that's just kind of sitting over you and pushing everything down.
And I mean, Brian Giles was the first. He actually makes mention of the fact that when you're in right field in April and May in Padres games, you can feel the wind blowing down the back of your uniform.
Blowing down.
Down.
Yes, I've heard him say that. You know, I think we talked about it with him over the summer when he was here. He says it was unlike anything he'd experienced anywhere else. It's not blowing in, it's blowing down. and so that kind of explains why when you see a well-hit fly ball that you're like, man, that's going to get out of here, and it just drops like a rock out of the sky. You know, that's what he's talking about. All right, we'll squeeze in one more, buddy, Sackbunt Chris on Twitter. Sackbunt Chris says, how will the front office additions of the last few weeks impact the club? We'll see, I guess. And I bring that question up from Sackbunt Chris, one, because he's a friend of the show, Sackbunt Chris, and also, two, because one of those additions, Logan White, will join us right where Bill is sitting after the break coming up. Really well-regarded guy and kind of fun to try and get an opportunity to chat with him.
Now, one of the things, and of course, Preller is here on a long-term deal because we're not going to see, outside of free agent signings or trades, it's going to take a while for some of these changes to be seen.
Sure. All right. So Logan White, when we return, Hunter Renfro, hopefully a big part of the future after that. Feld Entertainment is bringing excitement of motorsports entertainment to Petco Park for the 2015 season. The new home to Monster Jam will star the biggest performers on four wheels January 17th and 31st. Don't miss the greatest spectacle on dirt, Monster Energy AMA Supercross on February 7th. Tickets for both events are on sale at Padres.com/Feld. Padres.com/Feld. Bill Center, very excited about Monster Trucks and everything else.
I am pumped about the Supercross being here.
Take a break. When we come back, one of the newest members of the Padre front office, Logan White, joins us right after this.
Your inside look at the 2014 offseason and preview of the 2015 Padres. We'll be right back. It's Padre Social Hour, the offseason special.